And thank you for joining us on this New Year's Eve 2011. 2012 only hours away now. And right now, here's JP with the last moment of common sense of the year.
Thank you, Jay. There was a news story this week that broke my heart. There's a town in Pennsylvania named Beaver Borough that banned sledding in one of its two parks this winter and requires kids to wear helmets in the other park. Helmets for sledding? Are you kidding me? Is this really the world we want? Every day there's another story about the government tightening the screws on us, trying to make sure we're safe. Or at least that's the excuse they use. I think it's more about the lust for control and power that attracts these people to government in the first place. Because of that lust, we end up with helmet requirements and cell phone bans for drivers and gun control laws and those ridiculous 15-mile-per-hour speed limits in so-called school zones and every other ridiculous government attempt to make people safe. The town manager for Beaver Borough was so earnest and so emotionless explaining the sledding ban, I thought for a second the Borg had conquered Pennsylvania. If the sled riders were to lose control or were unable to get off their sled, they could potentially go over the hill into the woods and get injured, fatally injured. I don't know about the fatally part, Mrs. Manager, but going over the hill into the woods? Yes, that's the exciting part, you dummy. Here in Nevada, today is the last day of cell phone freedom. Starting tomorrow, we'll pay a fine for using a cell phone in our car, even if we're stopped at a stoplight talking to our wife about what she wants from the grocery store. Sorry, buddy, you can't do that. It's dangerous. It's not really dangerous at all, which statistics prove over and over again when cell phone bans fail to have any effect on accident rates. But hey, at least those assembly critters in Carson City got a chance to satisfy their lust. Next door in California, where the Borg really have taken over, things are worse. Starting tomorrow, January 1st, teenagers can no longer use tanning beds or buy cough medicine. Children have to use car seats until they're 8 years old. Shoppers can no longer buy alcohol in the self-check lanes. Public schools have to include history lessons about gay, bisexual, and transgendered people. Carrying an unloaded handgun is prohibited. Young adults can stay in foster care until they're 21. And 12-year-olds can make their own decision to be vaccinated against genital warts. The last one is because the Borg was confident they know better than parents how to protect the hive. I don't know why California made 8 the cutoff age for car seats. Why not keep everybody in car seats until 65, when they retire and Medicare starts using Obama's death penalty to usher them into the grave? Wouldn't that be more efficient? Remember the Bruce Willis movie Surrogates, where people stayed at home warm and safe and let surrogate robots go outside and do everything? Or the Keanu Reeves Matrix trilogy, where everybody was kept unconscious, hooked up to IVs, and they only thought they were having a life? That's where we're headed, a world where we only think we have a life. If I have one wish for the new year, it's that people will stop trying to achieve some silly, government-defined, non-existent state of safety, and instead choose to risk something once in a while, doggone it. So how about a New Year's resolution, people? Let's resolve to remember that we're alive and God gave us free will and blessed us with a world that brightens and thrives when we experience it. Let's go sledding in Beaver Borough without a helmet before it's too late. That's today's dose of common sense.